Here's a thought about dimensionality. Of course, photographs, whether they're digital photographs on a screen or printed photographs, they're two-dimensional things. They're flat. They're on paper or some sort of substrate that is flat. And we just accept that as a part of photography. We do have a few tools, however, that can help us break out of this two-dimensional world of photography. The most important of which, I suppose, are perspective and leading lines relative to composition, and of course, depth of field, which can help create sort of an illusion of three-dimensionality. But there are other ways to make a photograph three-dimensional that require doing things to the physical photograph that you can't do with a digital screen, and I think they're probably worth exploring. For example, what about photo collage? That is to say, why not take various pieces of photographic paper and affix them one on top of another, maybe with torn edges, maybe not, maybe floating above the image a ways. That would make a three-dimensional photograph, something that's physically three-dimensional, even if the subject itself on the paper may be two-dimensional. Just the fact that there are layers of paper could make it three-dimensional. Or as far as that goes, rather than pasting a photograph on top of another photograph, what about other objects? Non-photographic objects? Feathers, rocks, twigs, etc. There's nothing that says you can't affix some physical thing like that to a surface of a photograph, except for the fact that as photographers think of photography, that may not be a photograph, but it can make a perfectly fine piece of artwork. And then there's something akin to hand coloring photographs, which doesn't really make them more three-dimensional, but it would be easy to make them three-dimensional by using impasto painting kinds of techniques, where you have the thickness of the paint laying on top of a photograph. When I had a booth at Art Expo many years ago, there was a fellow across the aisle who was doing exactly that and selling millions of dollars of these hybrid photographs with paint globs on top. And he didn't worry about whether or not they were photographs or paintings. He was just making artwork which people were buying like crazy. About the closest we traditional photographers come to creating something three-dimensional is when we put our photograph in a mat board, or maybe if we do it on aluminum and that piece of aluminum floats off the wall in a borderless print. And both of those seem like perfectly valid reasons to do something that's three-dimensional with our photographs. But I can't help but wonder if that isn't scratching the surface. And if those of us who think of ourselves as photographers sort of exclude that kind of thinking because it's not photographic. It's somehow something else. It's art making of some kind, but it maybe isn't photography? I don't know. I did a review at Photo Lucida years ago with a photographer who we eventually published, who was making three-dimensional birdhouses out of her photographs. They were quite fun, very interesting. And of course, photogravures and sometimes platinum palladium printing, that can have a three-dimensionality to it because it shows something of the handwork of photogravure or of coating paper with platinum palladium materials. Three-dimensionality, I think, is a big deal for us photographers because it's such a huge limitation. So when we successfully overcome it, almost by default, that makes our photographs a little more interesting, a lot less mechanical, and maybe even something more akin to art.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.